I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Escalating tensions threaten to tip the Gaza war into a regional conflict. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
Lebanese are all concerned. We are people of peace. As a nation, we desire and pray that this conflict ends sooner than later.
On Monday, Israel said it was redirecting focus from Gaza to Hezbollah forces on its northern border. Military analysts warn that a war between the two would be worse than the Israel-Lebanon conflict in 2006. Iran could join the fray, supporting Hezbollah with more weaponry and proxy forces from Iraq, Yemen, and Syria. Heart for Lebanon cares for displaced Lebanese families and introduces fearful hearts to the hope and love of Christ.
We exist for times like these. We are here to be the hand and feet of Jesus in the midst of the dark days.
And church planters in rural Indonesia say they can face persecution and oppression. What's hard is when you're starving with little support. Bruce Allen with FMI says,
one pastor told me that he was fasting, he and his family, and he had a 2-year-old daughter at the time. We're fasting 4 days a week, not because we're super spiritual, but because we have no food. And he was seriously looking at leaving this remote village in a rainforest to go to a big city on the island where he might be able to find employment, not in vocational ministry.
FMI began financially supporting this pastor, which allowed him to continue ministry. What they're looking for now is more people to support more FMI church planters. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.